You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who prefers to travel by catapult, Pete Chwaba.
Hey, welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Let's do this. It's Friday. How are we feeling, Wisconsin? Feeling pretty good. Con, based on the old schedule here, we've done about 3 weeks of radio in 1 week.
That's true.
I'm exaggerating a little bit, but...
Just a little bit.
How are you tonight, sir?
I'm doing good.
Good. We got a fun show tonight. This is going to be a great show, a Friday show. This is kind of the kind of Friday show you dream about. So here's my recommendation. We are jam-packed with guests tonight. So I would recommend either pouring yourself an old-fashioned, mixing an old-fashioned, whatever the proper terminology is, and just hang with us for 3 hours, the whole show, a Friday night. We'll be done by 8 o'clock. You can still binge-watch something, take a walk, whatever. But we just have too much show, and I would love for you guys to be a part of it, like you often are, through our text line or phone line. They're always open at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know what you're thinking and contribute to the program as needed. We got great guests tonight. Hey, I meant to mention this yesterday. Are you a country music fan?
I would say I've grown increasingly towards it,
really? Okay.
I've started to like it more, but it's still not my favorite genre.
No, mine either. And I like old country more than I do the new country. But I'm trying to be more open-minded. I feel like there are some new country artists that are pretty good, and I like the genre mixing. I think that makes it a little more exciting for me. But I still don't love it, but I do like it, and I'm open-minded. But the CMAs were the other night, the Country Music Awards. And Lainey Wilson, she's a talented kid, as they say. Are you familiar with her work?
I've heard a few of her tunes.
She hosted the event, and she also took home like best album, best entertainer of the year. Like, she cleaned up. So country music fans would love to know how you feel about that. My favorite country music artist nowadays is, I think you know. You want to venture a guess, Con?
Morgan Wallen?
No. Kalen Cole.
No. Oh.
Our favorite here at Nightlight.
Obviously.
Our favorite country artist. We have to check in with her because that single that we've added to our bumper music, Mistreated Right, is so great. And I thought, she's never going to talk to us again because this is going to put her on the charts. But and we haven't heard from her, so maybe it did. But it's a great song. And when I hear stuff like that with country, I really do like it. So anyway, that was a big win for Lainey Wilson the other night. And then... We're going to tell you tonight throughout the course of the show, folks, you're going to learn where you can see great Christmas movies playing on the big screen in the Milwaukee area. We'll keep you posted with that. I'm going to tell you about a really cool concert coming up here, a 40th album release anniversary coming up here in Green Bay. It's going to be a great show right down the street here at the Meyer in June. We'll tell you about that. Password trends, we're going to cover that. Kind of. Do you have a method to your password choosing?
I do.
What is your password?
1234 ABCD.
Well, it's funny you say that because I was reading earlier and a lot of people use that. They said the most common passwords are, once again, they have the name admin in them or the word password and then 123456.
Admin 1234.
I'm not saying you could hack into the Pentagon with that kind of, savvy, but...
You think the Pentagon's using admin 1234?
Big tank, 1234. I don't know what they're doing, but I do know this. Pardon me. I am sick and tired. The two-factor identification for my Yahoo fantasy football email... Just hack me and take it. I don't care. Change my roster for me if you like. I hate doing the two-factor ID. it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, it is. You know, there's sometimes in Gmail where like your session expires while you're in the middle of doing something.
Yes.
And I'm like, what? Why do I need to re-sign in? I'm doing work.
I'm here. I just tapped the keyboard 30 seconds ago. And sometimes, like with my Gmail, I know roughly what the password is, but I don't sign in enough to memorize it. So I got to open my list. It's really maddening. Like the password thing has just gotten off the hook. But let me ask you this. Would you change? Would you do a fingerprint? Because I don't like that either.
Well, I have a fingerprint on my my MacBook and my my iPad.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nowhere else, though. Oh, you know when iPhones used to have the button? I did use the fingerprint then.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I like that either. What if someone comes in like in a spy movie and takes you out and then they just lift your dead finger to the iPad so they can access your...
I'm already dead.
I know, but you don't want them to access all your Packer news, do you?
Yeah, that's fine with me. They're going to find something they love.
That's kind of how I feel. I feel like there's really nothing on my computer that's that exciting. I don't want to be hacked, but it is getting to be a headache because I use different passwords. Like, you know, I've got my streaming platform passwords, fantasy football, all my banking passwords, all this kind of stuff. And they're all different. I don't use the same password. Pete1234, you know, it's probably taken anyway.
This just reminded me of something hilarious once.
Yeah.
I had a Disney Plus account when it was, you know, relatively cheap. And someone hacked into my Disney Plus. And they made themselves a profile.
On your... Really?
Yeah, and it said, like... I forget. It said, like, Alex's family. I'm like, what?
Alex's family.
So, the only way I knew how to, like, try to communicate with them is I made, like, 4 profiles saying, get off my account. And they deleted every single one and just put a winky face. That's it.
Oh, they're toying with you.
I permanently deleted it, took off my cards, permanently deleted it. But I thought that was kind of funny, though, that they did that.
Yeah, that's just serious taunting. My issue is like with Netflix and HBO, I feel like my daughter, who is in college, should be able to use those apps while she's at college. But she has to sign in sometimes remotely. And I'm like, just, you know... I get it. If you have a child that's out in the world and has their own money and is making their own money, make them get the apps. I guess I don't have an issue with that, but they make everybody pay now.
Yeah. Well, Netflix is the worst out of them kind of right now because they put a location like thing on it now.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. So I can't use, my brother lives in Appleton and he was like, yeah, you can use mine. And I can't use it in Green Bay.
Yeah. That's lame. I mean, you guys are cheating.
Well, you know,
you are a full-time employee of Civic Media. You can buy your own.
He's helping me save some pennies, you know?
Yeah. And that was the thing for a while, too. We would do, like, the exchange. Hey, give me your HBO, and I'll give you my Netflix or whatever.
But well, I did have something. Now, I don't have any streaming service that's mine.
Really? Oh, man. That is
the last one I used was Apple TV.
Serious aberrant behavior.
Yeah, I mean, Apple TV is just like, it went up in price again. So I'm like, do I spend the $12 to watch Pluribus? Probably should.
Well, but do this, and I've said this before on the show, pay for a month, watch as much TV as you can, and then cancel it, and then come back.
I mean, there's a couple movies on there, too. It's like, you know, it's like going to the movie theater.
Yeah.
But you're getting more out of it.
Exactly.
And you can eat your own snacks there.
Yeah, but that kind of sucks. You don't have snow caps sitting around your house or juju bees.
You don't know what I have.
That's true. I don't know. All right. So we will get into a lot of stuff tonight, folks. We've got, as I mentioned, jam-packed with guests. Coming up at 5:35, we're going to talk some local sports. And when I say local sports, I mean Wisconsin sports. The Packers, the Badgers, the Bucks. The guys from Make the Call, the great new Civic Media sports show, of which our boy Conrad Krieger is a part of. One of the roundtablers. Greg Gunderson and Parker Olson. I'm totally spacing out. I know Parker's name. So those two guys will join Con and me. We'll have some sports talk here at 5:35. And we've got 2 Packer games to cover. And I want to hear what you guys have to say about that, because you won't have another show before the second Packer game, so which is about...
The next show, we're recapping both games.
Right.
Yeah.
So they got Minnesota on Sunday and then Detroit. So we'll get into that at 5:25, do some Badger talk. And then at 6:05, is it 6:05? I don't have my schedule here.
Yep.
Our pal Joel Karnick joins us. More sports talk. Deer hunting is it's considered sport, right? Joel will be here to talk about Deer Hunters Roundup, something he has been doing at 98Q Country for years, and it's really cool. And we had Joel on last year to discuss it, and it was really fun. So Joel will be here again. If you're a deer hunter, you won't want to miss this. And Joel's just a fun guy to talk to. Then at 6:35, Joel's not on at 6. I'm totally confused now. Joel is on at 6:10. Yeah, at 6:35, Tom and Steph Clark, the comedians, they are a power couple in comedy. Tom is a Wisconsin native. He hails from Milwaukee. Very funny guy. He's been all over HBO and Netflix and everything. His social media blows up. And his wife, Steph Clark, is also a very funny comedian. She is from Southern California. I don't get it. They make it work. Who am I to judge? She has adopted Wisconsin as her second state. They are a blast. They will be here at 6:35 to talk about a couple of dates they have coming up in Wisconsin in the next few weeks. So you can check them out here and then see if you want to go see them live, which I highly recommend. And ladies and gentlemen, it is a Bar Band Friday night. Our pal Terry Barr will be here, one of the Max Inc. co-hosts, the award-winning Max Inc. co-hosts. She and Rocker do a great job. Terry will be here at 7:35 with outstanding music. And a really fun chat, as we do just about every Friday night here with Terry. So there you go. That's a show. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guests, Conrad. Have we ever done that? Did we just break a record?
We're breaking Nightlight history.
It seems like we do it every night. I don't know. They're going to give us a 6-hour show, and we'll have 18 guests on one day.
Or maybe just we'll talk the whole show.
Just talk the whole show. Yeah, that's fun. I don't know if you're like me. I get sick of my own voice after like 7 minutes. So we'll do that. And I think it's time, before we go to the break, Con, let's get our question of the night in. This is the Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
This is a great one. What is the saddest song? You could also answer, what is your favorite sad song? I think we did something similar to this almost 2 years ago, because this kind of sounded familiar, but I love sad songs. Sometimes you're just in the mood for some melancholy. You kind of want to feel bummed out. You want to think about a time in your life that's gone. You want to think about people that are out of your life. Whatever it is, the question is, what is your favorite sad song? I'm going to start off and say The Boys of Summer by Don Henley. Nobody on the beach, nobody on the road. Great stuff about summer and the days of summer going away. But let us know yours. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app, or if you're watching the radio on Facebook, YouTube, or X, you can let us know there. Drop us a stream comment. We always love when you guys participate. And we will read your text on the radio. Also, leave us a like or a follow while you're there. That's always fun to get to. You know what I call that, Conrad? Validation. And when we come back after this very short break, Conrad is going to tell us what his favorite sad song is. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight. It's Friday, folks. Great to have you here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight. Happy Friday, everybody. Great to have you with me. Conrad Krieger working the board. We are talking tonight. We got a lot of guests, as I mentioned. We'll have the guys from Make the Call will be here. Conrad's colleagues on that show that you can hear every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. here at Civic Media. Gray Gunderson, Parker Olson, and Conrad will be part of that discussion as well in just a few minutes. Then our pal Joel Karnick will be here talking Deer Hunters Roundup at 6:10. And Tom and Steph Clark, two very funny comedians, will join us at 7:05 to talk about their, no, 6:35, I'm sorry, to talk about their upcoming dates here in Wisconsin. Great shows. They are a very funny duo and funny individually as well. But it's great when you you get a little extra bang for your buck when they're on the same show. And then it's a bar band Friday night, Terry Bar, 7:35. She will be here with some great new music. So a big show. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite sad song? And I said The Boys of Summer by Don Henley. You got one, Con?
Yeah. You know, I think I said it last time. But it just, you know.
It was 2 years ago. People aren't going to remember.
Okay, it's the song "Apologize" by Timbaland.
Oh, I don't know that song.
I'm not going to sing it.
You could sing it or pull it and play a few bars for us later in another segment. We could do that.
Well, all right. So, when I was younger, I'd watch these like montages with that song in the background of like I don't know some like TV show I was watching, and it's like the sad moments of the show, and I was like tearing up.
Really? Oh, that's so funny.
I don't know how old I was. I was pretty young, but that song's makes you a little teary. You know?
Sometimes it's not even a sad song. You just have a memory of a song and something sad happened, or it reminds you of a time maybe when you lost somebody or a breakup or whatever. But let us know what your favorite sad song is. Can you pull The Boys of Summer? Let's come back from a break with that. That's a great Don Henley
song. I'll
grab
both of these songs. And
yeah, grab those.
The Boys of Summer.
The Boys of Summer. And I think last time I said Auld Lang Syne, Dan Fogelberg, which is also kind of a sad, but a fun sad song about unrequited love or past lovers. So there's all kinds of there are no right or wrong answers, folks. They're only your answers. So share them with us and let us know the... what you're thinking, what your favorite sad song is. Hey, if you're looking for something to do on December 4th, please, please, please come on out and join us if you're in the Madison area for a screening of a film I made 20 years ago called The Godfather of Green Bay. It is the 20th anniversary screening sponsored by Civic Media, John and Gordy, The Morning Show on WMDX, and Downdrin's Distilling of Madison. Great sponsorship behind the show. Thursday, December 4th, the doors open at 6 p.m. The show starts at 7 at the beautiful, brand new, still kind of brand new, Atwood Music Hall in Madison in the Atwood neighborhood. A great film. A great crowd film. I don't want to say I made a great film, but it's a good film and people like it. Audiences like it. There are some big laughs. There are some funny Northern Wisconsin bar characters in the movie. The Bodines did the soundtrack. Kurt Newman of the Bodines, more specifically, wrote a great soundtrack and a great score. Let us use some Bodine songs. It's a really fun film. Tony Goldwyn, Lauren Holly, Thomas Lennon from Reno 911, Lance Barber from Young Sheldon, me, Tracy Thorpe from Second City, just an outstanding actor. So many great actors we cast from the Midwest, too. It's going to be a really fun night. I would love it if you could join us. Tickets are only $10, and $1 from each ticket goes to the Humane Society of Dane County. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So I hope you can come on out and say hello. There's going to be a Q&A afterwards, some mingling, some food, some drink.
I'll be there.
We'll huddle together in the December cold in Madison and warm up the night with a great movie and Conrad Krieger's presence. He's going to be there getting sound bites and interviewing people. It's going to
be a lot of fun. Can I join the huddle?
Yeah, it's a well. When I say huddle, I mean kind of metaphorically. We're not going to be yelling "break" right before we start the movie.
That'd be cool, though. Get you in the mood for a Green Bay movie.
Absolutely. And if you like small town bar characters with Wisconsin accents, that's what, like I could have shot this anywhere, but I love the northern accent too. That's why we shot it in northern Wisconsin. So. We talked a little bit about passwords. I got to tell you, I had a burger last night. I was telling you this before the show.
Yeah.
And it was awful. I won't say where it was from because this is your place of worship. I don't want
to. I would have to bleep
anybody.
It out probably.
But I've been on this good program and I just was jonesing for some red meat last night. And I said, to heck with it. I'm going to eat a burger. So I got a bacon double cheeseburger and I probably slept for 4 minutes last night.
See, I know where you got it from, and me thinking it's okay. I love this place as much as the next person, but if I'm on, you know, like a a fast or something, I'm not going there for my relief meal.
No, I know. But, you know, I'm thinking I'm here anyway. I was getting gas.
Oh, I guess. Oh, well, now you just ruined it. You just ruined it now. You gave it away.
No, there's the BP station or the Holiday Station has a killer burger. But I just, I should, and I didn't want to do Taco Bell, you know, because that would have really been a fall from grace, you know.
A couple of my buddies were over last weekend, and we were, you know, stayed out a little too late at bar close, and we got back to my house, and my friend goes, I'm going to order some Taco Bell. You guys want anything? I'm like, no. He's like,
DoorDash?
I'll pay. He's like, I'll pay.
Oh. Yeah, six tacos, please.
So I was like, I don't want any of that, the random meat that they put in there, so I ordered their, like, Cinnabon things.
Oh, the my son calls those creamy balls, and he knows I won't order them if he calls them that.
They are that.
But you know what? They're kind of good.
They're like, really good.
They're really good, yeah.
And especially after I had a couple.
You don't really typically go to Taco Bell for your pastries, but that's not a bad one, I will say.
Yeah.
But it was an awful night of sleep, and I, you know, you kind of crave something, and then you're like, why did I do that? But you kind of have to do it, too. Otherwise, you'll just wonder, do I still like bad food?
You have to satisfy those cravings sometimes.
I know. Hey, the guys from Make the Call, Gray and Parker will be here. Conrad's going to join the discussion. They are the host of Make the Call here on Civic Media. We're going to talk some Packers, some Badgers, some Bucks. Don't go anywhere. It is a jam-packed show here tonight, folks, and it is great to have you with me. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I really want to know you. I really want to go with you.
Welcome back. Happy Friday, everybody. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight. It is so great to have you here. We're having some fun tonight. We got a jam-packed show. Great guests. We're talking sports, music, comedy, all the things in life that make us feel good. And right now, our question of the night, folks, is what is your favorite sad song? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Jim in Kenosha, he's in the 262, says... Or his phone is in the 262, says, Taxi. I think it's from Harry Chapin. Well, Harry Chapin has a few sad ones. That's great, Jim. Thank you. Adam from Oregon in the 608 says, Blink-182, Adam's song. Only coincidental, the song has my name. Adam in Oregon. Thank you, Adam. I don't know that song. You know that song, Con?
I'm not really much of a Blink-182 person. I've heard a couple of their tunes, though.
Yeah, they got some good songs. I don't know if I know that one, but... keep those texts coming, folks. We will read them throughout the course of the show. We get a lot of texts on social media we'll get to at some point, too. But right now, let's kick off an extended sports part of tonight's episode of Nightlight. Joining me now on the stream to talk some sports is, well, we have a couple hosts coming. Right now, we have one of them. We'll bring Parker in, right, Con? You feel comfortable having just one of them here and not both, or is that going to be weird for you?
No. Parker's great. Parker's great.
Parker's fantastic. Parker Olson joins us now over the stream. One of the hosts of Make the Call here on Civic Media, which you can catch Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. And you might recognize, if you do tune into the show, Conrad Krieger's voice is one of the hosts as well, and Greg Gunderson, I'm assuming, will be along at some point. But hey, buddy, how are you, Parker?
Doing all right, Pete. You know, I got my nap in tonight, which was very good. Woke up 15 minutes ago, downed a sandwich, and now I'm here.
You took a nap at 5 o'clock. That's impressive.
Well, I got home around 3, and I'm like, you know what? If I don't take a nap, that half hour with Pete's going to be a lot longer than hour. It's going to be a slow night for me.
Well, I appreciate you getting a few winks to make yourself more into the interview. That's fantastic. But I don't think, first of all, I can't nap. I can lay down and space out. I just can't sleep. And it's very frustrating.
Before working here, I was not a nap guy, but then I started doing mornings with Pat Kreitlow, and I wake up at 4 o'clock now. So it's a little different now, and I need to nap.
Does Pat nap? That's my question.
Oh, he has to, right?
He's gotta, right?
He's older. He's gotta, right?
I don't know. Pat is older, but slightly immature. So I don't want to judge him for any. No. We love Pat. Pat's awesome, and he must be a blast to work for.
We love him because he's slightly immature.
Exactly. Well, hey, it's great to have you here. Hey, do you have a favorite sad song, Parker?
You know, when you said that, I was trying to think of something. I'm not a sad song kind of guy. When I'm listening to music, I'm trying to usually lighten the mood. So most of my stuff is kind of happy fun. I can't think of... Okay. When we get back from break, I'll let you know. I'll figure something out.
Have you ever had your heart broken, Parker? Maybe I should have prefaced this, you know, asked you that first.
It hasn't felt awesome, but I wouldn't say broken.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, let's jump into some sports talk here, because the Packers specifically have two big games coming up within just a few days. They're playing on Thanksgiving against Detroit, and they've got the Vikings this weekend. And I'm going to ask you and Conrad, how do you think that's going to go? Like, they've kind of been... You know, they had two surprising losses. They eked out a win last week. You know they're going to turn it around at some point. And I know this as a Bears fan. They're going to turn it around right before they play my Bears, most likely, because that's just what happens. But how do you see the next two games going, you guys?
I mean, I think the Packers right now, as I heard about Toyotathon, it's on. Jordan Love is definitely going to lock it in right now for whatever reason this time of year. Causation or correlation with Toyotathon, I don't know. He certainly does seem to lock it in around this time of year, because I think it's the time of year where you're in a spot that you just need to, frankly. We were looking at the standings earlier today, and I think this is more true for the Vikings, frankly, than it is for the Packers. The Vikings, I believe, are sitting at, what is it, 6-7 or 4-6?
Four and six, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. That's, and the rest of the division is above 500 by at least two games. So if you lose right now, if you're the Vikings, then you're digging yourself into a hole, and it's going to be pretty hard to get back out of that. So I think that the Vikings are really going to scratch and claw in this game. I think JJ McCarthy is going to try to have a good game. Obviously, I'm not sure that I think that he should be an NFL quarterback entirely. but the Vikings are always a thorn in the Packers side. I'm really interested in what former Packers running back Aaron Jones is going to be doing as he comes into Lambeau. I think Packers will win on Sunday this week, but I think it's going to be tough. Next week on Thanksgiving, I am not looking forward to it. I think the Lions are going to absolutely, take out some bad memories on us.
Really? Okay. Well, let's sticking with the Vikings for now, do they have, Con, is their pass rusher back? Is it Greenlaw?
I'm not sure, actually. Okay. I haven't checked into that.
Because this could be another 10-7 game, really. Like, I don't see J.J. McCarthy doing anything against the Packer defense. He's just, and I don't totally agree with you, Parker. Like, I still think he's going to be a decent quarterback down the road, but he's very far away from that right now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think, I don't know what the Vikings' real situation is, because earlier this year, it seemed like they didn't want him to play at all. They did the kind of weird thing with the injury list when he was on it, and it didn't really feel like he needed to be on it. And then all of a sudden he was off and he was starting. It was like, okay, I don't really know how that got upgraded, but I don't know. It's very interesting. I think that he was overhyped coming out of college. I think he was in a pretty easy system over there at Michigan with Jim Harbaugh. Granted, he won a national title, and he's got to be doing something right, and he's getting paid millions of dollars to be a quarterback. So he's got to be doing something right.
Right. No, great point. What do you think, Con? Defensive battle?
Well, you know, one thing I haven't seen from J.J. McCarthy is his you know, dealing under pressure. Can he do it? And that's what the Packers is gonna, that's what they're gonna do. That front line is just gonna go for him. It's gonna be like 3 seconds, probably. You know, he's gonna be under pressure instantly with Micah Parsons probably getting double teamed, and then Rashawn Gary on the other side, which Rashawn Gary's amazing as well. Right. So it's a true test for JJ McCarthy. Can he survive under pressure like that?
Absolutely. But you've got Brian Flores on the other side and a pretty good defense there, too. Yes. I mean, I like the idea. I like Green Bay's offense doing better against the Vikings than the other way around, but it still could be a kind of a slog.
You know, it just comes down to our receivers actually catching the ball.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's
yes,
just it that does. Simple. All right. So that's we've got Parker Olson on the stream, folks. We're talking, he is one third. Conrad being another third of the hosts of Make the Call here on Civic Media, which you can hear 7 a.m. on Saturday mornings. We're talking Packers over the next couple weeks. Not even a couple weeks. It's 5 or 6 days from now. They'll be playing the Detroit Lions as well. And Parker, you said you thought the Lions were going to get some revenge.
Yeah, it just with how badly the Packers beat them, frankly, at week one or week two, I just have a hard time seeing that a Dan Campbell coach team doesn't come in absolutely ready to bite off your kneecaps.
Right.
Because that's the type of team that they are. And they're also significantly improved from what they were at the beginning of the season, because I think that the Lions were just kind of trying to figure out what was going on without Ben Johnson being there anymore. Obviously, he's over to your Bears now.
Yeah.
So I think that they had to get their feet under them a little bit, and I think that they've done that pretty well. It's been kind of a weird phenomenon this year, it seems like, with nobody in the NFL really seeming like the team.
Maybe the Eagles, night, though?
Maybe the Eagles. I'll give you maybe the Eagles. But like the Bills, they lost to the Texans last night. They're not they're not the team. They've had a couple other losses. Conrad, I don't know about you, but I don't think that there is a very significant front runner except maybe the Eagles. I give you that, Pete.
The Broncos, you know, they're the best team. No, I'm just kidding.
You're joking, but you know, you got Sean Payton. I mean, they're pretty decent. You don't want to play them in the playoffs, right?
No, I think they're a good team. I just think they're the worst best team.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
Well said.
I'm a fan of it. Yeah.
You know, one thing I'll say with this Lions and Packers matchup, they have something similar to us, is that they lost one of their best dump off targets, like we did. Tucker Kraft, they lost Sam Laporta.
Yeah.
Who's, I mean, he's going to be out maybe the rest of the year now. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. So their tight end, too, is kind of like our tight end, too, where they don't do much. They're just out there.
What do you guys think about, like, you probably love this. I mean, Dan Campbell calling the plays, and he goes for it. I think he was 0 for 5 last week. Like, he's not doing his guys any favors, is he? When you go for it that many times, and a couple of the times you're like, what are you doing?
It's such a weird age of football that we're in, because 5 years ago that happens, you're calling for the guy's job.
Right.
Now with the analytics and everything, and everyone for whatever reason has really embraced that over the last couple of years, which I did not really expect in football. It's almost acceptable to do that. And frankly, it's kind of encouraged at some points. I think there needs to be a little more common sense maybe with when we're going for it on fourth down. But you know what? If it ain't broke, and sometimes it's not, it seems like.
Yeah, I don't know. I would love to know what the analytics said when he was 0 for 5. Like, a couple of those times, it was probably the analytics were on his side. The other times, he's just like, man, oh, this is me. This is what I do. And it's like, well, okay. That's just the kind of guy. I like the guy. I just think it's like, I think he's kind of a meathead if that's what he's going to do all the time.
You know, with it being the Eagles, I wouldn't have pushed my luck on the fourth downs. But,
right.
And, you know, could have been closer a little bit if they kicked some of the field goals too, but. You know, what are you going to do? Sometimes you go for it and it just doesn't pan out.
So what do you guys think? Predictions over the next 6-7 days here. How do you think the Packers are going to come out of this?
I think they go 1-1. And I think maybe a 1 or 2 score win against the Vikings. And I will be surprised if it's not a 2-score loss to the Lions.
Really? Con?
I'm going to say the same thing. I think it's going to be a 1-1. We win against the Vikings and lose to the Lions. You know, the Lions are a really good football team.
Yeah.
And with us actually having a little bit of in week two, we looked like an orchestrated team, actually. Like, our defense played well, our offense played well. These past, I don't know, 5 weeks, it's like offense is doing something, then the defense sucks.
Right.
Defense is doing something. Our offense can't do anything. So we need to get that in order before we beat these, you know, these really good teams.
Absolutely. Do you guys have a prediction on the rest of the season? Like I said this, and I really mean this. I think the Packers are going to turn it around. They always seem to. But it's a tough division.
Yeah, I think we had this on, we're going to talk about this tomorrow morning on Make the Call in our first segment. And I think that all of us were pretty much in the same boat of They're going to be a little bit better, but they're not going to be awesome. I think I've got them going 4-3. I think that they're going to split the series with Chicago, and I think they're going to split the series with the Vikings. It's a couple of tough ones in there. I'm not too sure that they can come out of that better than 5-2. I'm taking 4-3.
4-3 probably gets you playoffs, though.
You know, right? I'm thinking 11-5-1. So that means we lose two. I think we can win against the Broncos and the Ravens. I think we can do it. But the Vikings and these divisional games, they just feel like a tougher battle all the time.
Yeah. No, great point. Okay, we're going to come back. We're going to do a very quick break here, and we'll come back with more sports talk. Maybe we'll get into some Badgers, but you're just going to have to hang around and find out. Parker Olson is here. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. Get up, Paul. I want to drive them
on. When you're feeling blue, I'm thinking just of you. Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba. Adam in the 608 says, Olivia Newton-John, hopelessly devoted to you. Yeah, that's kind of a sad song. That was from Grease. Great movie. And thank you for the contribution, Adam. Much appreciated. We'll get to your social media text in just a bit. Got quite a few of those we'll get to. Right now, we're talking with Parker Olson, one of the hosts of Make the Call here at Civic Media, which you can catch every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. A roundtable discussion of all things Wisconsin sports. Conrad Krieger, Parker, and Greg Gunderson. And then you guys, is Jimmy on every week?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, and Mike Clemens.
He's the man. He's the guy with the plan. He actually hosts this thing. We just kind of show up and he tells us, hey, talk. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Oh, I knew he was like EPing it. You know, I knew he was like the executive producer. I didn't realize he was along for the ride. He is the busiest guy. He's got to be one of the busiest guys at Civic Media. When he comes on the show, I'm like, I can't even believe we got him. Like, but he's awesome, so.
Yeah, I'm not sure when he sleeps. I'll be both of them, him and Mike Clemens. I don't know when either of them sleep.
All right, so I want to bring up one more thing about the Packers. This Toyota-thon, you guys, you mentioned it a little bit. Are you superstitious? Is that a thing?
I'm not superstitious, but I'm a little stitious. I can get behind a little Toyota-thon magic, sure.
Well, it'll be interesting. When will we know if it's a thing this year? Like, he's got to turn it around right now, right?
Yeah. I mean, well, what is he on now? Is this his third year of doing this?
I think it
is.
So,
and he's off
to
a good start. So,
yeah.
Maybe there's something to it. Maybe he really likes cold weather football. Maybe that's it.
How about that?
You know, the numbers don't lie. I'll say that. I saw a stat. 30 touchdowns during the Toyota-thon and only 4 interceptions with, like, 4,000 yards, something around there, and a really high completion rate. So it's something about
Toyota. Who the heck noticed that? You know what I mean? Like, talk about a stat geek. Holy smoke. Someone was on that. Hey, Parker, so what do you think about Luke Fickell? You know, I feel like, you know, I thought the Badgers would be where Indiana is now. And I'm kind of bummed because that's my, like, college sports, I'm all about Wisconsin. And it really hurts me that they're not better.
Yeah, I think it hurts a lot of us. Strangely, it also hurts the economy really badly. There was an article recently on Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about the economic impact of Badger football not being good.
Wow.
And I'm not going to throw any numbers out because I'm totally going to miss because I don't remember what it was that I read, but it is like millions of dollars. It's a lot of economic impact. When the Badger football team is not good. But yeah, for Fickell, same boat as you. I honestly thought that they would be maybe not quite to where Indiana is right now, but I certainly thought that they would be a top 15 team with him. Because frankly, we've gotten used to the Badgers being a top 25 team all the time. Frankly, I can't think of a worse season than like bubble of top 25. And now, boy, they're scrapping along for a win. It's really upsetting to see. It's really sad. I do think that they're going to turn it around a little bit next year. I think after Chris McIntosh, the AD at Wisconsin, after he came out and said, you know what, this is our guy. We don't blame him. We blame what's going on with the landscape of college football, because you got to remember that too. Fickell got hired at Wisconsin when NIL was becoming a big thing.
Right.
When transfer portal was still becoming like basically everyone's a free agent now.
Yeah.
So he's got a tough task with a school that, frankly, even though we were just talking about it being a bubble top 25 team, it doesn't have a lot of, cachet. It's not a big flashy football school that a lot of guys want to go to. So he's got a tough task. Certainly hoping that he can turn it around. I think with the commitment from the AD, he's going to get a little bit something going on.
I think their problem is that they tied their wagon to the Buick-a-thon instead of the Toyota-thon. So I don't know if the Badgers are going to. Hey, we've got Gray has just joined us over the stream now. Gray Gunderson, also one of the hosts of Make the Call. So Gray, how are you?
Doing great, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Good to see you.
Excellent. Excellent. Fantastic to be back on Nightlight. And so sorry I'm late, y'all. It's deer hunting season starting tomorrow, of course, as you know. But I'm from an area that, as you can tell by the plaid, is heavily affected. So the schedule for the afternoon somewhat controlled itself. What have I missed?
Oh, man. Well, we closed up our Packer talk, and Conrad and Parker educated me on what's going to happen in the next few days, which is nice. And we sort of shifted to Badger football a little bit. We can, you know, do we want to keep these guys through the break? And we can lead them right up to Joel Karnick.
Yeah.
Because Joel's going to come on to talk about deer. Are you guys deer hunters?
I have been in my past. I'm not currently. Okay. I do when we need food, though. So times are not as lean. So if they do get lean again, I'll be out there again.
You hunt for food. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Subsistence only. I want to keep the herd intact as best as I can. And it's had some trouble the last few years. So I have no business taking trophy bucks or any other form of deer. When, as far as I'm concerned, the herd could grow if I don't. So in someday I may need the deer that I'm leaving behind this year, as far as I see it.
Boy, that's a great answer. So do you have an opinion on the how do you think the Packers? We got about a minute and then we'll come back. If you guys don't mind hanging through the news, we can keep you for a few more minutes too, and then we'll let you get on with your Friday night.
Absolutely.
How do you think the Packers are going to come out of this next the next few days here, Gray?
I think we get a win against the Vikings. I think J.J. McCarthy is not going to be able to figure it out in time for that. But there are some scary possibilities, like Justin Jefferson taking advantage of some missing defenders and some defenders that haven't been playing up to snuff. You know, if the pass rush doesn't get home and the corners don't cover well, that's going to be a problem. But if one of those two does their job pretty well, I don't think the Vikings can stand up against it.
Oh, you guys are all in cahoots on the next few days. That's pretty impressive. And I'm sure there's that kind of cohesion on the show. Check out Make the Call Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. Gray is here, Parker, two of the hosts, and Conrad Krieger joins them, and Jimmy Cuska. That's all the sports knowledge you need around the same table. So we got a lot still to come, folks. Act 2 and 3 are going to be outstanding. Joel Karnick is going to join us in just a few minutes after the news, and we'll keep these guys for a couple more minutes. It's a Bar Band Friday night. Our pal Terry Barr comes by, and then Wisconsin native and very funny Tom Clark joins us with his very funny wife, Steph Clark. They will be here, too. You're here on a great night. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's a
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.